The following Toku podcast to contain spoilers from both past and present tokusatsu, anime, manga, movies and other related media. If you do not wish to be spoiled, we suggest turning off the podcast now. Otherwise, please enjoy the show.
Hello everybody, welcome to the Toku Podcast, the best show about tokusatsu you've probably never heard of. As always, I am your host, AJ, that is Jay.
Hi.
That's... damn it.
Hey!
I don't know why I had a stroke when I said your name, but it added flair.
It certainly did.
Like
a road flare that's been set off right in your face.
And today, we are going to do a quick review on Godzilla King of the Fucking Monsters, innit? So, I watched this movie opening day on Thursday, which was 2 days ago, as of this recording. Jay and Nemet watched it yesterday, I believe.
Yep.
And we're gonna do it today on Sunday. So this is pretty much as, like, close as you can get to first thoughts, I guess you would say. And we've already hit the end of the weekend box office, which I've heard multitude of things, but we'll get into most of... Actually, you know what? Before we get into the movie, let's go into, like, some real life stuff right now. I've heard differing opinions on what the box office has been doing. I know a lot of people don't really care about box office, especially when it's a Godzilla movie, but I do because I kind of want this series to do really good. I've heard differing things that, like, apparently it's doing really good or it's doing really bad. It's all over the place.
Well,
so I don't know.
Let me see if I can pull that up.
I heard that it's about $64 million as of this recording.
As of yesterday, it has an estimate of $19.6 million.
The
budget is not known, or at least not listed on the page. Oh wait, no, plus foreign, that's $32.3 million total worldwide for the first 2 days.
See, I'm seeing different numbers from Variety. I'm seeing $48 million from Variety 3 hours ago.
Yeah.
And with Forbes saying 19.6 on Friday, it's...
Yeah, that's the weird thing. This, of all movies to have this problem, Godzilla King of the Monsters has had this weird fucking problem with the internet and having just crazy shit surrounding it. Like, can we talk real quick about how nobody should ever listen to Rotten Tomatoes ever again?
Well, because we all already knew this many, 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 many times before this.
But this is kind of cementing the fact that no one should listen to this fucking website because they're... And we'll get into why this is real bullshit anyways as we get into it. The biggest problem that a lot of these critics had was, there's too much monster action, not enough on the humans. And I'm just like, I don't know if you saw the same movie I did,
aren't you the people who complained that there wasn't enough monster action in the first movie?
Well, I know that's what I was complaining about, but...
Well, that's what everybody was complaining about.
Yeah. Godzilla was in it for like 2 seconds, and he went, hi, and just ran away. That's what the 2014 movie basically amounted to. It just... I kind of hated it because reading it, it's like, guys, you can't actually be complaining about more monster action. Like, there's more. Like, half of this movie is monster action. It's great.
Yeah.
Like,
That's exactly what I wanted.
You don't even need to wait, 15 minutes before you actually get to see your first fucking monster? And it's not even Godzilla, it's Mothra, so it's great.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I should say this. I don't know if anybody actually cares about spoilers for a Godzilla movie. But yeah, there's spoilers. I mean, the robot lady at the beginning tells you this. Listen to her. She knows what she's doing.
Godzilla
she's been
wins.
Here a while.
What a surprise. I know, right?
Godzilla fucking destroys Ghidorah. And then eats him.
He does. He straight.
And then
knows
what's left.
Eats him.
While eating it. I guess he likes his meals piping hot.
Oh!
He likes them well done.
So,
the boomer that fucking
So, let's get into the actual movie, and the more we get into the actual movie, the more I'll be able to, like, talk a little bit more about, you know, the critic shit and all that. So, first off, let's just get what we usually get out of the way first. Let's get the bad stuff, because there's some stuff that kind of irked me. Like, let's start with my main thing. The wife's a fucking dumbass.
Yeah, she's a...
She's a dumb broad. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, I think it was, like,
It was Emma? It was Emma.
Emma, I think, yeah.
Emma?
She's not very smart. I mean, I had this issue when I came out of the movie where it's like, her motive for turning evil, it's like, oh, well, the world is fucked. Eco bullshit. You know, we're going to just let loose all the monsters and they can make the world good again because the radiation or something like that. I mean, okay, I guess
it's... See, the biggest thing that I don't get is that there was nothing really alluding to the fact that she was bad until she... And see, even, like, in the scene where she pops in and she's saying that, like, when she calls in to Monarch and she's like, I am going to let loose all of the monsters. I thought she was, like, saying it with a gun behind her or something. Not, like, she was with them, but apparently she was. And, like, that just made no sense to me.
There's, like...
Because...
One line, not even a line, like, you see it on somebody's screen very, very early in, like, the beginning of the movie when you see the daughter, the girl from Stranger Things, I don't remember her character's name, she's sending an email to her dad, the Mark dude, and she's like, hey, Mom's going crazy again, maybe you should come by and say something. And that's the most...
But see, that doesn't tell us anything. That just, that, if anything, that just tells me she's just, like, super into her work.
It's a teeny tiny bit of vague foreshadowing, maybe a little too vague, but I didn't mind that.
Yeah,
I just minded the fact that she, it like, if you didn't see that or if you didn't pay attention to it, think it was just some kind of like throwaway line. Honestly, it just kind of came out of nowhere, like it really did.
Yeah.
And again, like, it's also the fact that I just didn't believe that she was. Like, she was, like, turning her back on her husband and everything. I was just, like, something about that did not sit right with me because, I don't know, her character, even from the beginning of the movie, didn't lead me to think that. This wasn't the type of girl, again, just from what we saw of her in the beginning, she wasn't the type of woman that I, at least to me, who would have let all her coworkers and friends just get fucking murdered.
Yeah, like, yeah. I mean... Her motivation for joining them, I guess when you put in the perspective of, well, the Earth's fucked, so we might as well let loose all the monsters, because they're going to destroy everything and make it good again through fairly sound logic. It's like, well, I mean, look at all these places where they got destroyed, and, you know, now they're starting to become, like, natural wildlife preserves, basically, and it's, might as well just do it all around, because we're fucking the planet anyways, might as well just speed it up. And, like,
it just annoyed me, because, like, well, for one, we've already seen this type of fucking logic with the Avengers. We don't need this again. We don't need a bunch of fucking teeny boppers telling me why this is the right way to do it. Like, I don't need this shit in my life. But also, I don't know, maybe she should have done a little bit more research and figure out, oh shit, Ghidorah's an A-Lamau? He's not fucking natural?
To be fair, how the hell they've apparently had Ghidorah in captivity and in research for however many decades, and they only just now figured it out is the weird part. That's...
Oh, they did mention that it was a recent find.
They did? Okay, I mean, that is
fair. He was the most recent.
Alright, yeah, I must have missed that line there. I'll reverse that.
No, why is it called Monster Zero, though? Like, was it just because they found that he was, like, the oldest?
Not sure why they called him that in their taxonomy,
I get the reference.
Yeah.
I think it was just meant more than a reference, more than anything, and we weren't really supposed to think.
Okay, because, like, I understood the reference, because when I heard it, I was like, ah, that's cool, he's named Monster Zero. Like, I get that. I just wondered why he is Monster Zero, because if Godzilla was the first one to really come out, wouldn't Godzilla be Monster Zero, technically, because he's the first one?
Perhaps I don't know, it was a significantly old specimen via carbon dating. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
That's my best
maybe
speculation there.
It's valid enough.
You know what? I could see that because, you know, they probably did some research and, you know, they couldn't really do research on Godzilla because, you know, he's kind of alive and running around, so.
He's like not that, very so good at fine. Getting blood drawn.
No.
Yeah, he's not exactly the one to it. Donate. He's not really going to go to a Red Cross anytime soon.
He is not a fan of nurses.
No. He's not a fan of anything, needles. Really.
That's fair.
No, he's not. Godzilla's a grumpy little fucker in this movie, and I love him. But he's always grumpy. Besides that, I didn't like the kid character. I didn't like Madison. I don't know. She just didn't really add anything for me. Like, she was a thing, but if anything, she just kind of, I don't know. There's just something about her I just didn't like. I don't know. Also, I'm not the only one, right? I cannot be the only one who thought that was a dude. I really can't. Because I've never watched Stranger Things. So I don't know this
actress.
See,
I didn't realize that was the girl from Stranger Things until about like halfway through. But no, I didn't think she was a... Not... See, now I'm doing it today. No, I didn't really think so, personally. I do get what you mean. She does kind of have that bit of a look to her. But...
It's even in the trailers, when I saw the kid, I thought it was just a boy with really long hair. Like, that's what I thought it was. And then I was like, wait, that's a chick? Oh, I feel like an asshole. I thought it was a dude. But yeah, like, her character I just didn't really care for. It's weird. The only characters I really cared for were the good guys in Monarch, you know, the dad, Saizawa, the girl that we learned later is part of the two fairies. Like, they're the only real characters that I gave a shit that were humans. Like, everybody else was just like...
Everybody else was kind of bland or annoying. Like, there was the white-haired dude that kind of looks like Drew Carey, who's constantly, like, making dumb...
The Snarkmeister.
God, that guy.
And then
he was...
Hollow Earth Lamau. Like, shut the fuck up, dude. You're not funny. Go away.
He really did feel like they were trying to... It felt like that was more improv, and he's not very good at improv. No. He should have just stopped.
It seemed to me like
that was funny, and that was about it.
It seemed to me like they were trying to shoehorn a lot of humor into the movie, and most of the jokes fell completely flat with me. It's just like, wow, those are terrible.
It's kind of sad, though, because Godzilla movies, they're not really... comedies, the comedic moments and the laugh-out-loud moments are just how ridiculous they can get, and they should have just stuck to that. Really, they should have.
Yeah, I don't feel like leaving any of the jokes in here, aside from the one with the conversation with the dad and Sarazawa, really added anything to the film.
Yeah, no.
I don't know, maybe it's because, you know, I could always say kind of blame, like, the Marvel effect. You know, Marvel, you know, they have all that comedy in it, so maybe you could kind of blame that. But overall, I mean, the comedy was unfunny, but at least it didn't hamper the movie. It wasn't like...
It didn't detract too badly from the movie. It was just like, what the fuck? Oh, hey, something good's happening now.
I'm not gonna lie, after an hour, I kind of tuned out the white Drew Carey dude. I was just like, yeah, you're saying things, whatever.
Yeah.
Kind of like you would someone like that in real life.
I guess so.
But yeah, Sarazawa and the main dude, Mark, there, they were the best parts of the movie. The rest of the cast was alright. There was the one lady, I don't remember her name, I think it was like Lily or something, the one who was part of the Mothra twins thing. Yeah, she was all right.
It was Dr. Ling.
They were both Dr. Ling.
I said Lily, yeah.
Damn it. I forgot. They're twins.
Yeah.
Oh, can I just point out, I know it's you kind of have to squint your eyes, but the actor who plays Mark, he kind of looks like Raymond Burr, like the actor who played Steve Martin in the 54 Godzilla. I don't know why that popped into my head watching this, but like, if you squint your eyes, I'm like, that's Raymond Burr. I like that.
A little bit. I can see
that can't be a coincidence.
Looking at a picture.
No, I very much doubt it was.
Well, I mean, Steve Martin does exist in the MonsterVerse, so maybe.
Which is true.
Yeah.
I'm glad they kept that. That's kind of weird that character's actually still canon to the fucking universe. Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Him. I mean, Sarazawa obviously was the best part of the first one, besides fucking Bryan Cranston. He gets a little bit more to do in this movie. You know, sadly, unfortunately, he dies, of course, but, you know,
He goes out in the most Chad way possible. He gets blown up by a fucking nuke.
He nukes himself. While petting Godzilla's nose.
See, like, how badass can you be? It's like, fucking Chad over there.
If you gotta go out, that's how you go.
You might as well.
It's like you have that fucking dumbass from, like, Godzilla versus King Ghidorah, where, like, he just gets blown up. But then you got Shirazawa, who's like, I'm gonna revive him by, like, a nuke, and I'm gonna be petting him while it happens. That's how Chad I am. He's great. Mm-hmm. I love the actor who plays Shirazawa.
Oh, yeah,
great.
Ken Watanabe's great.
Yeah.
He was great in Detective Pikachu, too, even though he was only there for, like, a minute. He was, like, there for, like, a second.
That's kind of his specialty. Being in movies for very little, but being the best part of it, so...
Mm-hmm. But yeah, do you guys got anything bad? Like, any, like, bads you want to bring up? Because, like, I'm pretty much done with my bads.
I saw a couple of people point this out, and I didn't necessarily agree with it, but I can kind of see where they're coming from. It has that same problem the first Godzilla had, where a lot of the fights and a lot of the CG had some weird camera angles at points where you couldn't really get a good look, and there was always, like, a filter where it's like, oh, it's at night, or it's, like, raining, or there's smoke, or there's clouds, or something, and you can't really
It almost feels like they don't have confidence in their own CG, like, in their own CG to actually show the models. I don't know why, but
I think it's less not confidence in it, and more, we don't want this to look dated in, like, 2 or 3 years. But I'll bring it up. Yeah, I can agree that. There, especially because Kong didn't do it, and Kong looked great. Sorry, drinking some water. It was a little annoying. Yeah, I can agree. Where especially with like Ghidorah, you barely see Ghidorah on screen fully because he spends most of the time surrounded by clouds or like lightning and other shit, and it's whatever. And there's a lot of like they do like the neon glowy effects like with Godzilla's spine and then you know Mothra's everything, Rodan's wings. He's got the lava texture to him. You can't really... Well, you can still see him, at least, compared to the first Godzilla, where you couldn't
see that was anything. That was the thing that I liked, was that at least they did show the monsters fully at one point or another. Like, Rodan, he was in full, like, plain view. It was during the day, it was sunny, like, all the fire around him. At least you could see him. The one that they just didn't show enough of, like, out of that, was Godzilla. They had some... out of, like, cloudy bullshit, like, views, which is fine. But other than that, like, I don't know. Maybe they just don't want to, like... I don't know what they want to do with Godzilla. I really don't. It's just really weird.
Yeah, I agree. It was kind of weird. It was a little annoying. I didn't have that much of an issue with it, but I saw other people pointing it out, and I'm like, well, alright, I see what you mean by that.
I'm pretty sure they'll... As the movies go on, they'll get more confidence in themselves and be able to, like... Okay, we're gonna do, like, this really ambitious shot of Godzilla. Honestly, guys, Toho did it on a shoestring budget. You can, too. Get some fucking suit actors. Just do it.
That's all we need.
Just fucking do it, guys.
That's all we need is dudes in suits, and that solves everything.
Oh, my God.
Look, the people who went to go see this movie don't give a shit if there's rubber-suited actors because we like that.
As evidenced by the cheer in my theater at the very end of the credits, where it got to the In Memory Of section.
Yeah, that was very nice. Yeah. I liked that.
Yeah, that was a little heart-wrenching, and I liked it. Can we actually, while we're talking about theaters, my theater, it's weird. I feel like my theater wasn't fully... Because I went to go watch it. Admittedly, in a smaller theater with the Alamo Drafthouse. It's a smaller theater compared to, like, watching it somewhere like a Regal or a Cinemark theater or whatever theaters you have in your local vicinity. Not only was it smaller, but not many people really reacted to the movie. Was that the case for any of you guys? Because, like, shit that should have gotten a reaction... Like Godzilla's resurrection or the fight scenes, people just kind of,
I'll agree there. My theater was basically empty when I went to go see it. Then again, I saw it at 9 a.m. on a Friday, so it's kind of
that makes sense.
Not a very active time for a theater. I'll give them that. And yeah, nobody was really reacting. Like, there was the one or two moments where you had people laugh. Other than that, no, it was pretty dead silent. Not that I mind. I appreciate that. I agree you lose a bit of the experience where people aren't, you know, reacting to the big stuff that you're, you know, reacting to as well. But it's, I've never really been a big fan of the woo, yeah, standing up and clapping shit. So, I don't know.
There was
it just surprised me, the fact that nobody did that. Like, nobody cheered. Nobody was like, yeah, that's awesome. There was no guy going like, yeah. Like, well, like when I went to go see a fucking...
It's definitely better when I went to go see Shin Godzilla, where everybody was cheering at the worst possible fucking moments in a movie that you're really not supposed to be cheering for all this violent shit.
Like it when he kills the people.
I'm sure I've told this story, but when I went to go see Shin Godzilla, the theater was packed, and everybody in there was the most obnoxious person ever. I knew it was going to awful because during the fucking previews for Kong, somebody made a Harambe joke, if that dates this episode.
Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah. Oh.
So you've got people cheering.
No, see, like, with Shin Godzilla, I can kind of understand because it was, like, the first Godzilla movie from Toho in, like, years, so I can see why people would cheer. It's like if we were to cheer at, like, Godzilla 85, even though there's nothing to cheer in Godzilla 85 other than the fact that it fucking ends because it's boring as balls.
See, But I agree. I'm saying more it's that, like, that dissonance.
No, I understand. Dissonance
thereof. Here's this scene that we're supposed to be disturbed and, like, disgusted by, and people are going, like, yeah, woo, yeah, go Godzilla, fucking kill
Look,
all those innocent
Jay,
people.
Jay, Godzilla is just fucking, he's doing what he does best, and I will cheer.
He is, and I'll agree with that there. That was a weird experience. But here, yeah, completely.
Look, all I'm saying is, I did not expect, like, Avengers Endgame levels of cheers where, like, you know, you have, like, Captain America getting fucking Thor's hammer and, like, people are going fucking crazy in the aisles. I wasn't expecting that, but I at least expected, like, someone going, like, yeah, like, fuck yeah. I mean, there was a kid, technically, like, right next to me who, you know, was, like, he was happy. He was just like, yeah, he was interacting with the movie, but yeah, that was it. Like, nobody else was, like, saying a damn word. I mean, I guess to some they can appreciate that, you know, if it's quiet, but like, guys, this isn't Schindler's fucking List, it's Godzilla, have some fun.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, I mean, there, it's a little weird. I mean, I've always never enjoyed that part of going to the movies, so I don't mind necessarily, but
I mean, I just see it as having some fun. Like, again, like, if it was a movie that you're supposed to pay attention to, like, all right, shut the fuck up. But like, with a movie like this, it's like, I want some interactivity.
I feel you. I definitely agree.
Yeah, there was definitely a bit of cheering in mine, but it was usually drowned out by the ridiculously loud movie itself.
Was it as loud for you guys as it was for me? Because mine seemed extremely fucking loud.
Well, I saw it in fucking IMAX, so that's just normal.
No, it felt super loud at mine, for sure.
Yeah, it felt like at the end I was gonna have to come out and, like, get fucking surgery on my ears, so I was gonna be deaf. Like, it was weird.
Mine were ringing a little bit, but that's, sadly par for the course.
Yep.
But I guess going from that, we can talk about more of the good. And the good, honestly, what I can say, they've gotten a lot better, because the critics were saying that there's too much monster action and not enough humans. Honestly, it was really 50-50. From what I saw, it was 50-50.
Yeah, it was pretty.
They balanced it really well.
Like, I mean, of course, me being me, I wouldn't have minded a little more Godzilla, but hey, you know what? That's just me. I like seeing Godzilla do what he can do best.
Mm-hmm.
He is why we're here to see this, of course.
It's of true. Course. It is called Godzilla, not Mark.
Mark the scientist.
It's not called Dr. Saizawa?
Sarazawa.
For some reason, I can never say his name right. Sarazawa.
That's pretty good.
But yeah, let me see. For the good, I mean, I fucking loved... most of the fight scenes were actually pretty fun.
The fights were pretty good.
Choreography.
Yeah. There was a couple of points I mentioned where some of the camera angles, you couldn't really see what was going on. It was a little difficult to tell. But other than that, they were all really entertaining. You know, Godzilla and, you know, everybody else get their... They get their spots. They get to do their one thing. Mothra does the... Actually, no, Mothra doesn't even get to use her one attack. She gets, like, to stab Rodan, and that's about it.
Well, she does the silky stuff. That's what she does.
Well, yeah, that, okay, she does that much at least. But she doesn't do the beam, she doesn't do any of the other real stuff.
She's fucking Mothra, Jay.
Yeah, well, you know
what? Have you ever seen Mothra? She's a fucking jobber.
Well, you know what? So isn't Rodan. So that's why Rodan lost.
Rodan is like more of a jobber than Mothra. At least Mothra has three movies to her name.
Rodan is just like the fucking Yamcha of Godzilla. Except people actually like Yamcha.
Rodan's just like, ah, look at me, I'm a bird. Look at how I get fucked up. It's like, fuck him. Shit. Who thought it was a good idea to bring Rodan into this movie? Like, can't we have, like, I don't know, Angrus? He's cool.
Angrus was in the movie, kind of, sort of, not really.
No, he wasn't. That wasn't Angrus. That was bullshit.
Exactly. That wasn't Angrus. That's what I was meaning. They don't call him Angrus, but he was supposed to be, maybe. I don't know. Whatever.
The woolly mammoth is supposed to be Baragon. Are you telling me this now?
We're never going to see Baragon. No.
Oh, I like Baragon. he's never coming out. I should mention that though as a good. I do like how we get to see more of the Titans. We don't get to see all of them because there's 17 of them, as I said in the movie, and counting, of course. But we only got to see, besides Rodan, Mothra and Ghidorah, we got to see another Muto. We got to see the woolly mammoth looking motherfucker, and we got to see the spider. Of all things, the fucking spider.
We get the giant spider at the very least.
Yeah, giant wasn't enemy expecting, spiders. Wasn't expecting Kumonga.
He's not,
or was that Amira?
They don't want him to use the names, of course, but he's basically just Kumonga. Yeah.
And we got a rock earth monster thing.
The German one, yes.
Yeah.
Scheißfeilen. We got that.
Okay.
So yeah, we got him. Whoever the fuck that is. So yeah. I'm glad that we're seeing more monsters. They're not named monsters, of course, except for Kumonga.
But, you know, they didn't say Kumonga. They have names, but they never list them in the movie, so.
Well, I mean, like, they're not name brands. Like, they're not Baragon, they're not Gigan, they're not, you know...
Yeah.
They're not Magra. Oh, no, not Magra. They're not, Oh, shit, how do I not remember his fucking... It's Magra, isn't it? No, it's not Magra.
What is it, the robot,
Magra's the robot. I'm talking about the bug with drills for hands.
Megalon.
Megalon, there you go. That fucking weird-looking thing.
Yeah.
Yo, could you imagine they bring Megalon into this fucking series?
You know they'd have to bring Jet Jaguar at that point, and that's never going to
happen. That would be amazing,
I would love it. Edgy, realistic reboot Jet Jaguar, goddammit, and it's never going to happen, and I'm mad.
Yeah.
That would be amazing. Well, I mean, to be fair, and here's a good that I'm going to throw out to the movie. They didn't pussy out with weird shit. That's what I'm really happy about.
Oh, they yeah, there was out with, fucked
like,
up
they could
stuff.
Have simply said, Ghidorah is just a mutation or something like that. No, they just said, no, he's a fucking alien.
Yeah, Ghidorah is an space. Alien. They've got the weird
twin fairies, which I'm really happy about.
They've got the machine that makes Godzilla noises and that causes the monsters to back down. They've got fucking, what else do they
of
have?
Of all things to bring up, the Oxygen Destroyer, even though in this one it didn't do jack shit.
They bring the Oxygen Destroyer back, and then they, like, don't focus on it at all. Like, some military guy's like, hey, we've got this thing called the Oxygen Destroyer, and we're going to use it to destroy the monsters there. And Ghidorah no-sells it. Godzilla survives barely, and then fucking Rodan.
But see, Godzilla, he's a professional, man. He'll sell anything.
Yeah, and fucking Rodan, despite being there, was somehow completely ineffective.
It's the wings. He can fly higher than the radius.
I guess something. But yeah,
he fucked off. High. He was at craft services.
Look, he was in Mexico, and he was really feeling for some tacos, so he went to go get some while he was there.
That's fair enough.
Can't blame
Conveniently
him.
Just out of the
Those
radius.
Those are pretty amazing.
Conveniently just out of the blast radius.
Just conveniently.
But, like, I mean, it's cool to see that they're not, you know, wimping out with the weird stuff, and I'm happy about that.
There was also fucking Atlantis. They go to Atlantis at one point.
Or Moo, whatever the fuck it is.
Godzillantis.
Isn't they nuke Atlantis?
I like it.
They fucking do! I just realized that they nuked Atlantis. Congratulations, Sarazawa. You nuked Atlantis for a giant fucking lizard.
Oh man, Aquaman's gonna be pissed.
The biggest fucking discovery in the 21st century, and you nuke it.
That's worth it.
That's great. Like I said, I'm glad they did that. I'm glad they're giving Godzilla. Honestly, it's weird because I noticed this with not only Godzilla, but with all the monsters, they're giving them. I guess you could even say Showa era like personality traits. Like you have Ghidorah kind of like bickering with his other heads, which is kind of cool.
Yeah,
you see Godzilla. He's more of like just a grumpy fuck. Mothra, she does what she does. She protects her king, and I like that. I don't know why. It's kind of cute to see that.
Mothra
and Rodan's
is the
a little bitch.
Good kaiju that's actually not evil ever and doesn't destroy anything except when she has to.
And Rodan has the personality of a little bitch.
And Rodan is
as usual.
Rodan
is
showed up.
Starscream in this movie.
Rodan really is the Starscream.
Except
he
not
comes
half
in,
is...
gets his ass kicked, and then he comes back no matter what.
Yeah.
I love it. But yeah, like, besides that, I love the fight scenes. The fight scenes were fun. What else? Because there's so much in this movie that I can talk about.
I thought the overall human plot was alright. It wasn't great, but it was pretty serviceable. A lot of people
were
kind
certainly...
of shitting on it, but it was... I mean, it was far and above 2014, that's for sure, but...
Yeah, because they actually did something halfway effectual this time, as opposed to being entirely useless except for one specific point.
Yeah, I mean,
the plot for the humans is kind of par for the course for Godzilla movies. Like, this is just a regular Godzilla movie plot, if you really think about it. Only the actors are speaking actual English.
Yeah, I liked Mark's whole thing where it's like, oh, you know, Godzilla destroyed my entire life, my home, and killed my kid. And now not only do I have to work with him, but I also have to protect him. And that's kind of, he grows from there. And that's pretty nice. I like that.
Don't worry, we won't see him in the next movie.
Oh, we're definitely, it's a Godzilla movie. We're never going to see any character in the next movie. That's just how they work.
They already killed the only one that we cared about, so...
Yeah, I mean, well, they also killed the other two people from the first movie that came back. The Shape of the Water lady, who died off-screen, basically. Not surprised.
She got eaten!
You know.
She got fucking eaten! By Ghidorah!
Fucking gone. Immediately.
Can I just say that's hilarious to me? Like, she probably got it the worst of everybody. It's like, who the fuck did she piss off to get eaten? Like, the fuck?
Oh, I'm sure it wasn't that she pissed somebody off. I'm sure it's, well, I'm an Oscar award-winning actress now, so I want more money. It's like, all right, well, we're just going to have you in the less of the movie, then. Mm.
Yeah, your money's inside Ghidorah's mouth. Go in there.
Yeah.
Go fetch.
Of course, there's also... I know some celebrities like getting, I don't know, killed off in slasher flicks. See, Paris Hilton, Justin Bieber, etc. But... You know, I can imagine I'm a Gainet by Ghidorah. Fucking cool.
Oh, hell yeah. I mean, I would agree there.
I mean, shit, if I only had one scene in Godzilla, I mean, I'd be like, yeah, just like blow me up. That'd be awesome. I'm fine with that.
I like the main villain dude. I don't remember his name. What was it? I got the page up here.
Discount
generic
Christopher Lee.
English evil actor.
The Charles Dance dude, the dude from Game of Thrones. He was pretty good. Like I said, his whole plan was kind of generic. It's the Earth is fucked, so let's just fuck it harder so it fixes itself. He doesn't really do a whole lot. He's really barely in the movie, but he is honestly the best part of the movie.
Oh yeah, if they just focused on him as the villain instead of the mother, I think that would have been just fine.
Yeah,
I will say though,
I think they changed up a little where the mother wasn't like actually working for them, or it's like okay, well your ideas make sense. Well, I guess I'll help you, but then it's like no, she just like immediately turns.
They might have changed that in production.
Potentially,
could be. I know there's been. It does feel like that might have happened.
I will say it is cool to see that he will be coming back for the next one or whenever, like the next Godzilla movie, not Godzilla versus King Kong. Or maybe, who knows? I will say this, just, and again, this is just my bias, because I am a Godzilla man to the end. I do say that a lot of the fight scenes would have been way better if it was with a rubber suit, because some of these just kind of looked a little wonky. Like, a lot of the... Because Godzilla's whole fighting style was basically, let me bite you and then throw you on the ground, and that's it. At least Godzilla in, like, other movies, he, like, you know, he at least threw a punch. He knew how to throw punches. I don't know.
He does tail swing and stuff. Yeah, Godzilla pretty much goes, I'm going to bite you or I'm going to shoot you, and that's about it. His moveset is pretty limited here.
Godzilla used to wrestle like Kurt Angle, now he wrestles like Roman Reigns. Actually, no, he wrestles like Hulk Hogan because he drops a fucking leg.
He does, doesn't he?
He does the fucking Hulk Hogan leg drop and just jobs El Ghidorah. It's great.
That finish don't work for me, brother.
Oh, I'm going over, brother. Let me show you who the king of the monsters is, brother. I kind of want that where, like, Ghidorah comes in with, like, the Macho Man voice. It's like, ooh, yeah, Godzilla.
Instead of the 24-inch pythons, they're 24-mile pythons.
He had literal pythons for arms.
Oh no, that would be too powerful.
Oh. Oh my god, that's awesome. I love this. I love that idea. Someone get on this.
One thing I did like, it was fun getting to see Boston get its completely shit wrecked.
Bad day to be a Red Sox fan. Joy.
It's a personal joy for me. I was talking to AJ about it. I was like, I almost went to the movie theater near Fenway Park to see this, and I was like, yeah, you know what? No, they don't have IMAX. I won't go there. I really should have. That would have made it all the better, honestly.
I wonder how many people were like, they blew up Boston. I don't like Boston.
Seriously, I am like 4 or 5 miles from Fenway Park. I would be dead right now if this was real. I will say, it was kind of annoying how it's like, the city goes from fine, and then Ghidorah shows up, and then everything's just fucked, and it's, we don't actually get to see everything get fucked, it's just kind of immediately from off screen.
I mean, to be fair, it's kind of implied, because you see Rodan go over the city, and his wings destroy it by flying over it. I'm pretty sure Ghidorah can do that times 10, so I don't think it's too bad.
It's not necessarily that it happened, it's more we didn't get to see it happen, is what I meant.
That was kind of annoying,
because we got to see that other city get destroyed, and we got to see that the army base get destroyed and everything. You know, but in our big action climax, we don't get to see the city get destroyed, and that's kind of lame.
True. I will say, I am happy that they foreshadowed a lot of other monsters, because I don't know if you noticed, but they actually, on the little screen... They apparently had Titanus, as in the fucking aquatic monster from that really shitty Godzilla vs. Mechagodzilla sequel.
Yeah.
So I'm happy they're bringing that guy back.
They foreshadowed a lot during the credits, too.
The entire movie, they were foreshadowing Skull Island, which,
it's not really foreshadowing considering Kong already happened. I mean, they just keep mentioning Skull Island. Gee, I wonder why they keep mentioning Skull Island.
I wonder who's on Skull Island.
I wonder why they'd be foreshadowing Skull Island in King Kong. Huh. I wonder why.
It's obviously for Godzilla versus the Smog Monster 2.
God,
yes, of course.
If they brought Hedorah back, that'd be fucking weird.
No, we need Hebra. We need the giant lobster.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of giant lobsters.
Giant enemy lobsters.
How many people thought they were going to reference Destoroyah in this movie? Because I know people who legit thought they were going to make a reference or at least have a cameo to it. I'm like, they're not going to do that. I love Destoroyah.
That wouldn't make sense because it's the second movie. Exactly. I mean, technically, the third, if you want to say, King Kong.
He's not recognizable enough for them to put a cameo in their second movie. Don't get me wrong. I love it. He's my favorite monster villain. But they weren't gonna. It wasn't gonna happen. That being said,
It's a thing of like, if you're gonna bring in Destoroyah or Desatroyah, as much as some people say, like, you gotta have a plan with him because if not, like, what is he gonna do? He can't. You can't have Godzilla fight him this early.
Well,
if
no,
you're
I
just
meant more
job
than that, like
him out.
A cameo. Like he shows up at the end of the credits or something. They were gonna like make a reference to him. I knew it wasn't gonna happen.
Like him in his larval form, like in the original.
Yeah, like because I mean, like we mentioned, they cart out the fucking oxygen destroyer halfway through this movie.
Honestly, that would be kind of cool though. Like instead of like seeing Ghidorah's head, you would see like, oh, we found this larva in blah 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 Mexico or something like that. And it's just like Destoroyah in his fucking larva form.
Yeah,
like that would be cool.
That would be
because
cool.
That would give us like a plan. Like you know, it would even be like planting like the seed for Thanos. Like okay, there you go. That's the big main villain that you're gonna have to fight at the very end, like at the end of this phase. I'm like, yeah, that's cool. I would actually like to see that.
I mean, again, that being said, I knew for a fact he wasn't gonna show up in the movie, but I got myself excited when they mentioned the oxygen destroyer. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, now they actually have an excuse to bring him in.
We are gonna get Mecha King Ghidorah, and that's gonna be fucking hilarious.
It's either Mecha King Ghidorah, or they're gonna do something fucking weird where he, like, he makes a weird chimera of dead chimera.
Biollante!
Or...
God.
I don't think they're gonna go that weird. I think they're probably just gonna clone it.
No, dude. It's either gonna be Mecha King Ghidorah, Biollante, or we are actually going to get some kind of, like, chimera-looking motherfucker. Which, I mean, I don't mind if you want to do more original monsters. But just to see the audience's reaction when they think, oh, we're going to see Ghidorah again. He's going to come back. And it's just this fucking robotic fucking monstrosity.
I mean, they
honestly,
did foreshadow...
Honestly, when are they going to bring in...
They foreshadow...
When are they going to bring in Mechagodzilla?
Well, that's the thing. In the credits there, they foreshadow it. There's a... Because at the end credits, it's like, you know, all the Titans, you know, they're new, they're all awake, and they're all roaming around. It's the credits are all news stories about how, you know, people are learning to coexist with them and all the weird shit that's happening. And there's one, you won't be able to see it until, like, you'll probably get the movie on DVD and you go through freeze frame. But in one of the newspaper clippings, there's a mention about how Monarch was building a robot kaiju on Skull Island and also was trying to make their own organic kaiju, which is fucked and also amazing.
No, Jay, it's not going to be Mechagodzilla. It's going to be Robo-Kong.
Maybe?
Mechanicon!
Robot-Kong! Oh. We're God, bringing it back!
I hope so.
That would be... the tits if we saw robot. No, that's gonna be the villain in King Kong versus Godzilla. Fucking Robot Kong.
Dude, I
of
would
course,
pay money
why
for
not?
That. I'm not gonna lie.
See, the thing is, I think we live in an age where that's okay because Marvel is now going to their cosmic phase of movies, and you know the weird shit that happens there. I mean, for crying out loud, Endgame was weird enough because you know you had the Infinity Stones and all that shit. So that's weird enough. So I think we're at a phase here where you can bring in that weird shit. You can bring in Mechagodzilla. You can bring in Mecha Ghidorah. You can bring in Desastroya. Fuck's sake, you can bring in Minia or Manila.
They're
bring
not
in Manila.
Godzilla
says we should learn to fight my own battles, you know.
Godzilla said 9/11 was an inside job.
Oh, God.
Oh, dude, that would be amazing. That would be amazing. Godzilla said the fluoride in the water made me gay, you know.
Look at the smoke trails, Godzilla.
They got the chemtrails going around, Godzilla.
That would be
dying.
Dude.
I hate Minya so much.
Oh, everybody hates Minya.
Mega red-pilled Manila. Oh my god. Yeah. Somebody out there has to, I need this. I need someone out there to edit Alex Jones clips and overdub it with Manila's voice and have Manila's face imposed on him. I need that. I don't need to get him putting chemicals in the water to make the frogs gay, you know? I need this.
Anyway.
This is what needs to happen.
Oh, I'm sorry. I ruined this episode.
No, now I need it.
I'm always for more mockery of both Minya and that lunatic.
Oh my god.
But no, let's pretend Minya doesn't exist.
Oh, they're not
okay,
going to.
Done.
The thing is, here's a sad thing. Here's a real sad thing. They've already foreshadowed him. They've already found an egg. They've already found the egg.
I thought that was for Mothra coming back to life.
Yeah, because
it might be.
Oh, I forget. Well, no, because they fucking mentioned that in the bads there. Fucking Mothra has like no screen time at all. It's so
she gets murdered.
Yeah, and she gets fucking literally disintegrated by Ghidorah before she gets to really do anything good. She has
she still racks up more kills than Godzilla before departing.
Fair enough. That's true.
To be fair though, Mothra. She did that on purpose. You know, she gave her Mothra energy to get Godzilla, whatever. Mm. Though it is weird because I don't think to this point, because I don't remember it from any of the other movies. I think this is the first movie I've ever heard them refer to Mothra as the Queen of the Monsters outside of a fan thing.
Yeah, that's as far as I'm aware. There's never been any like canon use of that name for Mothra. I think that's always been like a fan thing.
No wonder Manila looks like a bug-eyed motherfucker. He fucked Mothra.
Oh, no.
It's an abomination. Oh, Godzilla, please keep it in the pants.
Please say that thing isn't immortal. I'm trembling right now.
It'll outlive us to the end of the world.
There was a lot of nice little nods, and as we've mentioned, you know, there's nice little nods and cameos and references to past films and continuity and stuff. There was one.
I will say that is something that kind of annoyed me about the people who watch. They kind of got annoyed at how much fan service. I mean, guys, it's a fucking Godzilla movie. Of course, they're gonna give us fan service.
I mean, compared to 1998 Godzilla and 2014 Godzilla, which seemed to be completely disgusted with the fact that it is making a Godzilla movie. Here, it's a Godzilla movie and loving it. They're filling it to the brim with all sorts of references.
Which is funny because it's by the same director. 2014 and this one, they're the same director.
No, it's a different director this time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Gareth Edwards isn't involved in this.
Oh, well, there you go.
Like, yeah, that solves it. That solves why we can see the monster fights, too.
That solves why this movie actually looks like it wants to be a movie. Yeah. And not something that they just forced them on.
No, they got
That is kind of cool, though, because I do hope that they keep up. They either keep the director that we have now, or we keep getting directors that are fans of this movie. Because, I mean, I love this movie. This movie was really goddamn fun.
Yeah, really I had nice. A great time seeing this.
And you can tell that this movie, like Jay said, it wasn't a shame that it was a Godzilla movie, down to the fact that, I mean, guys, listen to the soundtrack, for fuck's sake.
Holy
the
shit.
The fucking soundtrack.
We haven't talked about the soundtrack.
Oh, my goodness. I was hoping we were going to get there
soon. Not just the soundtrack, but this time, Godzilla's roar sounds like Godzilla's roar. Ghidorah's sounds like Ghidorah's. They all sound like they're supposed to, not just this weird bullshit from 2014. Like, that was garbage. Like, this time he sounds like Godzilla. And I'm like, this is great. And again, like we're going to get back to the soundtrack. Like, the soundtrack is amazing in this movie.
Yeah. All the lovely little nods to all the other stuff, the updates of the old themes to this new, these new interpretations, they were fantastic. Clearly done with
the version of Godzilla's theme that we had here with the I guess you would call it the tribal chants or whatever.
Yeah,
I just fucking love that.
The
I
revival
love that shit.
Oh my goodness, yes.
It reminds me a lot of the soundtrack. Funny enough, from Dragon Ball Super, the Broly movie, where you had that like really hyped up like announcers like saying the name of the characters. Like this really reminded me of that. It just fucking hypes you up, and it's amazing.
Yeah, they did a fantastic job.
And it goes past that as well, because you also have you also have little hints and remixes. I mean, they redid the entire song of Mothra, like her actual theme in the movie.
Yeah.
And there's even little hints of Ghidorah's theme and Rodan's theme in their own like originals now. Mm-hmm. I love it. It's great. Like the entire soundtrack for this movie, honestly, it's going to go down as one of my favorites, cuz you can tell that whoever made the soundtrack was just like, I need this to be huge. I need this to literally just drown the theater in just the music. And he fucking succeeded, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I'm looking now to double check. Yeah, he was pretty much saying that the entire time. That's absolutely what he was trying to do there.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful.
I got goosebumps several times throughout that film because of the sound and music work. It was just that does not happen to me very often.
The same to me, man. Like the first time you get to hear Godzilla's theme, because I'll be honest, I did not expect the theme to be in this movie, because it wasn't in the last, like it kind of was, but it wasn't prominent. And then this one,
it
like,
punches you in the goddamn face.
Yeah, as soon as you hear those first trumpets, I was just like, "Yep, I'm in. This movie is good. It's a good movie. I like the movie."
Just like, "All right, I came. I'm good."
All right, let me just unzip. Okay, I'm ready.
Yeah, all of the songs were really good. I actually liked the cover of the Blue Oyster Cult Godzilla song at the end there.
Oh my god, yes!
Can I just say it was really weird? Of all the people they get to fucking cover it, it's System of a Down.
No, it wasn't System of a Down. They got the singer? Guitarists. They got the vocalist and guitarist from System of a Down, and then they got the guys from fucking Death Clock to do the rest of it.
What?
Yeah,
oh my god.
That's what fucking Wikipedia
I thought it was great already. Now it's like 10 times better.
That is amazing. Oh, that's so good.
It's
That is that. All right. This best movie of the year 2019. Else 2018 also.
It's so good. It was the best movie of last year. Yeah.
that's awesome. Like I said, like for me, I love this movie. I mean, there's stuff to complain about, sure. There's stuff to nitpick, sure. But overall, I mean, it was a great movie. Like, it really was a damn fine movie.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Of course, there's issues with it. It's not great. There's obviously older Godzilla movies that were better than it.
I know, worse.
Well... better in some regards. That's not better than Final Regard.
Can I just say real quick?
Mm.
For me though, just real quick. So I went to the Alamo Draft House, right? This is anecdotal. It has nothing to do with the review, but I gotta say it because it really made me it just annoyed me. All right, So I went to the Alamo Draft House, and they were doing this like retrospect of Godzilla, right? So the guy twice said the names of the eras wrong. So he said Showa as Shua. So right there, I'm already annoyed. Then he said Heisei as Heisei. And I'm like, what the fuck was that, dude?
I know that.
Heisei? Heisei? Who says that? Who says Heisei?
My head hurts.
Like, guy, if you're gonna do a fucking retrospect on Godzilla, at least know what the words are.
Look up a pronunciation guide. Oh, good God.
At least you can start calling the monsters by their weird, like, American names. Like, Radon, or, like, Mosra, or Deidre, or shit like that. I hope he did.
Gigantus the Fire Monster.
Now that would be bad.
I could see that. I could see that. Fucking, but yeah, like, overall, this movie was just, it was fantastic. It was fantastic.
It was a hell of a lot of fun. And that's exactly what really I want was. When I'm going to the movie theater. It's, you know, the acting's not going to win any awards. The special effects probably will. They certainly they could. But, you know, if you're looking to have a good time out, and you want to see giant monsters beating the shit out of each other and several cities across the world, hell yeah, this is your movie.
Yeah, I recommend it. I really do. Like, hold on. Excuse me. Personally, it's not like my favorite Godzilla movie of all time. It's really damn good, though. Like, coming from someone like me, I can say that this movie is a definite watch. Like, go watch it. This movie needs all the money it can get. It needs all the love it can get. Because I want to see Godzilla vs. King Kong do really goddamn well. And I want to see Godzilla go all the way to fucking Mania. Because Godzilla says he needs to fight his own fucking battles. I need that. I need that on a t-shirt, and I need that now. I'm pretty sure it's out there somewhere, but I need it. But yeah. Yeah, I fucking love this movie, so I think that's really... I mean, that's all I got to say, unless anyone else has to add.
No, I think I'm good. I've said everything I had. The redesigns are all pretty nice. Fights were good.
Yeah, Mothra's was pretty good.
Most of the characters were good. Some of them kind of sucked. The plot was alright. It had some issues here and there, but it was pretty serviceable. God damn it. Serviceable. It's not nearly as bad as people are making it out to be. Music was kick-ass. No,
it's not bad at all, really. Yeah.
People are just comparing it to the wrong things. That's all.
Well, no, I mean, like, I've seen people whose opinions I actually legitimately expect when it comes to Godzilla stuff and say that. I'm like, oh, well, I'll disagree with you on that, but everything else you're saying is pretty much right. Otherwise, it's pretty good. It's really good. I would definitely go see it. Definitely not, like, the best Godzilla movie, but it's...
You would see it, so what movie have we been talking about?
What?
You would go see it, so what movie have we been talking about?
No, I said you should go see it.
Oh, you said you would
I might see it. I might have mixed up my words. I know that's not what I meant to say, so...
I'm saying I would go see it again.
No, I probably would, too.
I would buy it on...
I'd buy that for a dollar.
I'd buy that for a dollar. But yeah, I honestly, it's not in my personal pantheon, but it's still a good movie. I'd put it on a collection. I'd watch it again. There's no Quicksilver dude, or, well, what's his fucking, I never remember the guy's name. The guy from Kick-Ass, whatever.
Just call him Kick-Ass.
That guy's not there. Mm. Yeah, because that's the only thing I know him from. It's not like he does anything else.
Pretty much.
So yeah, like, it's not my personal pantheon, but I'd put it on a collection, I'd buy it, I'd watch it again. Probably tone down the volume, because I don't want to go deaf before I'm 20, I mean, 30, sorry. But yeah, I'd watch it again. So with that being said, thank you guys for listening, we're wrapping it up now. I'll just say this right now, we're not going to spin the wheel, because next week is Gridman. I wish. It's Superhuman Samurai Super Super Duper Pooper Kyber Way, but Kyber Crystal Squad. Whatever. Reusing the stock footage, the game. Yeah,
it's a bunch of kids and Tim Curry.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's an experience. Maybe.
Wait,
we'll do
it's
great.
A bunch of kids and Tim Curry, so we're watching it then.
I wish. Actually, you know
you
what?
You have Prince Albert in a can? You do? You're better
than
Albert.
It has better acting. It has better acting than Cyber Squad. I'll get it.
Barely. But yes, so again, we're not going to spin the wheel. We'll spin the wheel next week when it goes to... I keep wanting to say Gridman because it just rolls off the tongue so much better than Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad.
American yeah. Gridman.
American Gridman. Oh, are we going to watch the American dub of fucking Tiga? That'd be great. That would be amazing.
I'm making a face yes. right now.
The American dub of Tiga.
God, I hate
that. No, one of these days, we got to do the comedic dub of fucking... What was the Sentai that they did a comedic... Was it Five Man?
Dynaman.
Dynaman.
Yeah, the old Night Flight
one. We got to do that one of these days.
That
is going to be absolutely a treat.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that being said, thank you guys for listening. If you guys want to support us on the PayPals, you may do so. If you want to go on the Discord channels, there's a Discord channel in the fucking description. If you want to send us questions, the question is down there. We're probably going to do... I should say this now before I forget, because I'm probably going to do the... I'm probably going to take this clip and put it over the other ones at the beginning. We're getting close to episode 100 after this. This one's... The Sentai one is episode 92. This one's going to be 93. And Super Samurai Cyber Squad's going to be 94. So after that, it's going to be 6 more. And we're at episode 100. It's a bit early to say it, but I might as well say it. It's good if you do join the Discord channel, because for episode 100, we're going to be doing a live recording, in the sense that we're going to be recording in the voice chat. And I'm going to choose people to come in, ask some questions, shoot the shit for a couple minutes, and then we'll just switch out. Or if you want, you can ask questions as we go along in the chat itself, and we'll answer them, and so on and so forth. We're not going to have really a topic. It's just more just generally, you know, shooting the shit with everybody, really.
Not necessarily a mailbag, but kind of a Q&A thing, maybe, potentially. I don't know. We haven't really thought of it yet. But we'll get to that. We've still got a couple of weeks.
We got some kinks to work out of it, but luckily we got more than 6 weeks for that to do so.
Basically, it's a big thank you from us to you.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. So, with that being said, thank you again. Blah, 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 blah. Thank you again for listening. As always, I'm AJ. That's Jay.
Bye.
That's Nimit.
See you next time.
And Godzilla says to check out for those chemtrails. Bye.
Godzilla said the lizard man are controlling the water supply.
Oh, I think that Vegas bundle is still up.
Stop recording.